Chapter 11. A Medieval Village.
What's your name?
Matt asked the boy. He laughed.
What is my name, Pilgrim?
They were out of the forest.
This is where we work.
There was a big open field divided into strips. Every strip was for a different crop.
Do you have any animals?
Matt asked.
Yes, some sheep, pigs and a cow. At night they stay in our cottage.
Matt was surprised.
But they don't smell like you, Pilgrim.
They crossed the field and came to the village. There was one street of dry mud with a dozen cottages. The cottages were made of wood and had a thatched roof.
This is my cottage,
whispered Watt.
Shh, the children are sleeping.
What?
A girl whispered from the darkness. The voice came from the cottage opposite.
Anne, why aren't you in bed?
Asked Watt.
I was worried. Did you catch anything?
Asked the girl.
Only a smelly pilgrim.
The girl laughed and said goodnight.
Night.
That's Anne,
said Watt.
She will be my wife. Are you married?
No,
smiled Matt. He remembered that medieval people married very young. He felt admiration for this boy with the responsibilities of a man. In the cottage it was very dark, but Matt saw there was one long room, divided into two parts. From the other part came the noise and smell of the animals. The air was humid, and smoke from the fire irritated his eyes.
Here's some pottage,
said Watt. He offered Matt a wooden bowl of soup.
No spoon. I have to drink it,
Matt thought, and drank the tepid mix of vegetables and cereal. He felt better, but he didn't like taking the family's food.
I'm fine,
he said when Watt offered more.
Then drink some ale. My mother makes it.
Matt drank some beer from a flask.
Now, to bed,
said Watt, and got into bed, still dressed. Matt couldn't see much, but moved towards the bed. He started to take off his dirty clothes, but Watt whispered,
Tomorrow you can wash. Now sleep.
Matt got into the bed, but his legs were too long. He remembered that medieval people were quite short. He also saw that Watt wasn't horizontal in the bed, but sat, his back on the pillows.
Oh, yes,
he thought, remembering Mr. Wells's lesson.
They were frightened of death.
The bed wasn't very comfortable. The mattress was full of straw, and the blanket was rough wool. Something ran over Matt's foot.
What was that?
Probably a rat,
Watt replied. Matt quickly pulled up his legs.
Good night,
said Watt. Matt was very tired and slept immediately. Strange dreams filled the night. Angry guards, Mr. Wells, rats, computers, and Linda. Then suddenly there was a loud man's voice, people shouting,
A witch!
A witch! A witch!
Wake up, Pilgrim,
someone said, pulling Matt's arm. He slowly opened his eyes. It was morning, and there was great commotion. Matt was astonished to see a lot of children in the bed. He counted eight. They all repeated the same words.
A witch!
A witch!
There's a witch!
A witch!
What's happening?
Matt asked Watt.
A knight came to the village. He said there's a witch in the castle.
Linda,
Matt thought.
What will happen to her?
He asked.
An ordeal. This morning in the pond. Few people survive.